about.
We're going to Comic-Con in San Diego.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Anyway, B.C. Butcher is going to be showing at Comic-Con coming up. And that's on the 23rd. No, actually, that's on the 20th, actually, at Comic-Con on Thursday, the 20th. And then, of course, Comic-Con goes all weekend long, but Thursday is when they're showing all the screenings. And that's in San Diego. And then that's on the 21st, actually. I've got all the dates going on.
That's because you don't know what Comic-Con is. Imagine 100,000 unwashed comic book fans in costume shoehorned into a musty convention center that smells like ass and corn chips, all waiting in line to see 3 minutes of something the rest of the world will have to wait 2 weeks to see.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Pig's feet don't lie.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Not now, Kevin.
Roll another one.
Oh, hello.
Just like the other one.
Man, that's a tough question.
Seems to be about to quit.
I like a pickle.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
You mean the nerd con at the convention center next door?
Roll another one.
And it's getting late, so good luck.
Just like the other one.
He's a beautiful man. A beautiful man.
This one seems to be about this man.
We're better than this.
I don't have another cent.
All right, who's excited to see a documentary?
Oh, I know this one. Nobody ever.
Just pass it around.
Yeah, congrats on that. I'm a little toot toot boy.
And now,
were you a fan of the comic book or the cartoon?
No.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 20th of July.
Happy moon landing anniversary, you guys.
Right? That was the first thing I thought when I got up this morning.
I had a cake.
It's one of my favorite days of the whole year, you know. Mankind's greatest achievement ever. Landing on the moon.
Yeah, if you
others
believe
would,
it.
Right. Others would say that's all made up. Don't be ridiculous.
How dare you?
I mean, we haven't even been back. I heard that on the radio.
I heard the guy say that. Why didn't we go back? It's a good question. So, it's Friday, you guys.
It's Friday.
How do you guys like living in San Diego? It's pretty cool, right?
It's pretty fun, sure.
Yeah.
Did you see that that guy who's dressed in costume walking down the street yesterday? Did you guys catch him?
Hmm.
I don't know if you saw him or not. He's in a costume.
A guy in a costume?
Yeah, he was dressed up like not what you would normally wear, but it looked like he was wearing something like from a movie or something.
No,
you didn't see that dude?
Uh-uh. I didn't see anyone like that.
Oh, I ran into him a bunch of times.
Oh.
Thought maybe you might have seen him too.
No. Sorry.
You ready for some Comic-Con?
We don't get out as much as you.
Right.
You ready for some Comic-Con fun facts?
Sure. Sure, because fun facts are never fun. I just want to put that out there.
Well,
right up front.
Why don't you be the judge afterwards? All right,
Chip, have the jingle ready. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, you put a couple of 100,000 people together in a tiny location, and weird stuff is going to happen.
All right,
back in 2010, here's a memory. Two men waiting for a Comic-Con screening of the Seth Rogen alien comedy Paul got into an argument about whether one of them was sitting too close to the other. Unable to come to a satisfactory conclusion with words, one man stabbed the other in the face with a pen.
That is fun. Okay. Right? Yeah.
That was beans.
The very definition of fun.
We were wrong,
according to CNN, the attacker was led away wearing handcuffs and a Harry Potter T-shirt.
Yes.
How many people do you think have been arrested in a Harry Potter T-shirt? That's a low number, right?
Totes Team Gryffindor, right?
In the aftermath, some Comic-Con attendees dealt with the attack in an oddly fitting way. They cosplayed as the victim with pens protruding from bloody eye sockets.
All right. Okay. Now, let me just say this. Those people rule.
That is fun, right?
That's funny.
Adrienne Curry, do you guys remember her? She was the first winner of America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, and she was married to Peter Brady.
She sure was. Beautiful woman. Beautiful woman. She was at Comic-Con in 2014, and she was getting a photo taken, and she was with a friend of hers named Alicia, who is dressed as, what's this character, Tigra? Do you guys know Tigra character? Looks like a tiger lady with a bikini on?
From Thundercats.
Is that what it's from? Okay. So, apparently, according to a Facebook post that Alicia wrote at the time, a fan tried to shove his hands into her bikini bottom. She screamed. The man ran off. Adrienne Curry jumped into action. She literally took off after the dude with her Catwoman whip, chased him down, and beat his ass.
Yes.
Punched him across the face with the butt of her whip. He had zombie blood all over his face. It got all over her costume, but it was worth it because she caught the bastard. You don't expect a model to jump into action and tackle a dude to the ground.
You also don't expect him to put his hand down her pants.
Well, so no, obviously.
He had that coming.
Yeah, obviously. But it's awesome that she, sure. She was Catwoman. She was dressed for instant justice, right?
All right, so that's funny.
Is it interesting facts? Would that be better?
Okay, better.
Possibly.
Yeah.
The lines at Comic-Con are legendary, so one Utah man came up with a novel way to try and skip them all together. In 2015, Jonathan Wall tried to get into a Comic-Con exclusive VIP enclave, normally a $10,000 ticket. Where are those parties going on?
Yeah, I've not heard of that at all.
$10,000 ticket?
No.
By claiming he was an agent with the Air Force Office of Special Investigations and needed to get into the VIP room to catch a fugitive. Which, by the way, is a story that makes no sense at all. He was arrested.
Oh,
he was charged with impersonating a federal agent. He pled guilty and carried a sentence of up to 3 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
However, worth it, right?
To get into that party?
I would think, yeah.
And one more. In 2015, Kevin Doyle had lost his wife, Eileen. They were in their 50s. They had bonded over a shared love of Star Wars. He even proposed to her while dressed as Darth Vader. However, she died of cancer barely a year after they were married. I told you it was
not
a fun
fun
fact.
So far.
Adrift and lonely, Mr. Doyle decided to honor her memory and their love of Star Wars by walking to Comic-Con dressed as a stormtrooper from San Francisco.
From San Francisco.
Yes, he walked the entire route as a stormtrooper from San Francisco to San Diego. I feel like I'm so much better in the healing process than if I'd stayed home, he told the San Diego Union-Tribune at the time. How's that for a sweet yet awfully dumb way to remember your wife?
I mean, if it worked for him, fine.
Yeah, if it helped for him, I guess.
I don't understand how it could help for him.
Yeah, but I was half listening, and I was like, what's a stormtrooper from San Francisco like?
That's very confusing. So anyway, those are some stories from years past. We'll find out what happens from this year as we get further into the weekend.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What are you talking about? We want to see some naked dudes.
That speaks truth. What's up with Florida on the program today?
So will there or won't there be naked dudes?
Right? It's a great question. Allie went to Conan.
I did.
Allie went to Conan.
Are you guys married?
I mean, I think we're as close to married as two people mm-hmm. that have never interacted can be.
But he was probably peeping you out from behind the desk, right, in the audience, right?
No desk on this set, yeah.
Oh, so looking around, yeah.
Yeah, whoa. I couldn't contain the boner. There was no boner. Trust me.
People are dumb on the show today. Hmm. Talking about buying stuff on the dark web. Did you guys know that it's illegal to
even access it?
Yes.
I did not.
So even we're going to access.
Oh, look at Dave looks so guilty right now.
Well, we're going to only do it on Dave's computer then,
I mean,
right?
I think there's a weird loophole where if you go back repeatedly, then you mm-hmm. sort of get in trouble. And if you go to certain sites where they're doing things that are illegal.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
You know, selling drugs or whatever, or child porn or any of that horrible stuff. Even if you visit, that's against the law. So we're going to make Dave do it, right, Pete?
We're just trying to buy a flamethrower. That's all we want to do.
Right? Can't blame us for that.
Right.
Doug Benson is a wizard. and a dark, dark magic person.
What do you mean by that?
I'll tell you, but later today, I'll tell you, because we were eating lunch yesterday, and he was haunting us.
Oh.
It was super weird.
Really?
I still, to this minute, don't know what happened.
You're creeped out.
Yes.
Yes. Is Doug Benson dead, and it was the ghost of Doug Benson, maybe?
I'm not sure. We're going to check in with whichever one is still alive today.
Okay, all right.
Weird. Either the ghost or Doug, and find out just what the hell was going on and why did he do that to us. Okay. And it's Friday, so we've got Keep It 100 as well. We'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 6. We're broadcasting live from San Diego at the House of Blues for Comic-Con.
And by the way, you can come on down. It's the House of Blues. It's open. It's available for you to stop on by 1055 Fifth Avenue, San Diego, if you want to say hi, see a little bit of the show.
It's funny, because we were talking to some of the people on the floor, and they were like, you guys are broadcasting from here? And I said, yeah. And they go, we should stop by. And I go, yeah, 6 to 10. They go, That's pretty early.
Yeah, I think most of the Comic-Con stuff is later in the day, so you sleep when you can this weekend. All right, it is Friday morning. Allie is here. Time for a first look at what's happening.
Liam Gallagher, what are you doing? Why does this man constantly get my hopes up about a possible Oasis reunion? Why? Why does he do it?
Why do you believe him every time he says something?
A little bit of hope every single time, but okay. Here's what he tweeted 18 hours ago. Apparently, Noel Gallagher did a show at a place where you couldn't bring alcohol in, and there were cutoffs to when you can drink outside of the venue. It was a dry venue. I don't even know the full details on that. But Liam tweeted, Earth to Noel, listen up, kid. I hear you're doing gigs where people can't drink alcohol now. That's the bizarrest thing you've done yet. I forgive you. Now let's get the big O back together and stop effing about the drinks are on me, LG. Okay, so he's saying, I forgive you, which, let's be honest, I think Noel should be the one forgiving. But, I mean, that's good, right? And then, of course, people started chiming in with, do you need money, Liam? Is that why you want to get the gig back together? And then my favorite, though, were the different venues that were going back and forth. So Manchester City said, comeback show? To which Wembley Stadium said, what's your capacity again? And then Manchester City, with the throwdown, what are your ticket prices again?
Boom,
bitches. Nice. So then he lets an hour go by, and he just writes, come on. And then he tweeted 3 hours ago, I'll take that as a no, as you were. God damn it. Why do I let myself believe? Why?
Let me try to help you out with this, Alex.
Okay.
You shouldn't wish for Oasis to get back together.
Why?
Because it'll bring you only pain.
A, it'll last one gig, but B,
I would go to the first one.
Noel doesn't, look, he's still a very talented artist, and I like him, and his records are good. But the Oasis that you fell in love with was effing great.
Amazing, one of the best.
Noel doesn't write those songs anymore. He's never going to write another Wonderwall. It's just not going to happen.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is what you're pining for is the greatness of Oasis in their 20s. They get back together now, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure there'll be some songs you go, yeah, that's pretty good. It's not going to be great.
Well, but them performing the old songs would be great to see.
I don't need new music at this point. I just want them to not kill each other on the stage and have maybe 10
they're
shows.
They're both doing Oasis songs in their solo sets,
but they're
though.
Not
they're both
together,
singing them.
Bean.
You
That's
need to see them on the same stage.
I need to see them on the same stage. Even if they don't look at each other, even if there's a wall in
maybe
between.
Maybe there's
a wall
curtain, between, and they both perform the same songs at the same time.
But not together. Right. Just together. Same. I like it.
That does sound fun.
Right? Doesn't it, though?
And 3, 2, 1, let's
go.
Start.
And then they'd mess it up, and then they're like, all right, 3, 2, 1. I said on 3, 2, 1. That was my Liam.
Wow, I did.
Was it good? Did you think it was Noel?
Spot on. I thought it was actually
Liam. I thought he just joined the show. I really did.
It's amazing.
Well, Liam seems to want it a lot more than Noel does.
I think Liam might need it a lot more than Noel. Mm-hmm. I think Noel kind of has his S together a little more than Liam.
He's also the songwriter.
Yeah.
So Liam can't do that as well.
And he's also in a drama-free band with people he enjoys.
Right.
There's that.
Boring. Right? Who's with me, Chip?
It's time to bleed a little for their art.
See, I was making a joke that Chip breaks up bands.
I heard it.
Yeah, I heard it, but I didn't understand it. Anyone else?
No, I missed it.
Okay. I hate all of you. Hey, some birthdays for you.
Well, that's on us because you made a joke no one got.
That's what I like to do. It's not on me. It's on them. They're just not smart. Gisele Bündchen, Josh Holloway, Carlos Santana, Stone Gossard, Omar Epps, Judy Greer. Bean, you love her.
Don't make that noise.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Remember when we were at Comic-Con and Bean saw her go by and her Twitter handle is Miss Judy Greer.
Right.
And Bean goes, hey, Miss Judy Greer. And she just walked past him like the... Like he never existed.
Yeah.
It was pretty sad.
It was pretty sweet.
But he still did that little sound for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no love lost.
Nope.
And happy birthday to Julianne Hough and Sandra Oh. If you are not watching Killing Eve on BBC America,
agreed.
Get your act together. I got Bean into it. I got Kevin into it.
Yep.
And now they're starting to kind of think maybe I was right about Peaky Blinders with how much I talked about that, too.
No, saying that at all. I don't recall that being our conclusion.
That's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show broadcasting from the House of Blues in San Diego for Comic-Con.
That's Muse right there. They stopped by the show yesterday with their new song. You can see the interview at KROQ.com if you want. Although I'm still a little bummed they didn't bring Floyd this time around.
Right?
No
Floyd, no peace, you guys.
Yeah, we let Dom know that's not okay.
Right. If you're going to come in, bring your dog.
Yeah, by the time he left, I think he got it.
I have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida? You always have the craziest news. What's up with you? Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida? Let's all find out what.
America's most penis-shaped state, back in the news with one great story right after another. We start with 46-year-old Jonathan Crenshaw. He's a little bit of a popular fixture down there in Miami Beach. He has no arms, but that doesn't stop him from painting along a trendy spot on South Beach.
What?
He paints with his feet. It's very popular. Unfortunately, he had an altercation with the police, and it is unclear exactly what happened, but what is known is he did end up stabbing a tourist from Chicago with a pair of scissors. With his feet.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So he claims that he was just lying down when this tourist from Chicago, Cesar Coronado, approached him and punched him in the head, so he was just getting back at him by stabbing him with scissors. Mr. Coronado says that they just stopped to ask Mr. Crenshaw for directions when he suddenly jumped up and stabbed him in the arm. He was taken to the hospital, but Crenshaw, the man with no arms, has been charged with aggravated battery. You don't expect to be stabbed by a dude with no arms.
Right. But and in the arm. How did that happen?
Let
me stab him in the leg.
Right.
A little closer.
I want video of this, by the way.
Right.
That could win the $10,000 on America's... What's the show called? America's Home
Funniest
Videos.
Home Videos?
Funniest Home Videos, yeah. Here's a novel defense that you might want to try out. Maybe don't drink and drive.
Try out or don't try out?
Well, I was thinking maybe it would work, but then I thought, you know what? It's too dangerous to risk because this involves a drinking and driving suspect named Earl Stevens. He was 69 years old a couple of weeks ago. He's putting driving his Mercury Grand Marquis through a McDonald's drive-thru.
Hold on a second. Hang on 1 second. Let me just scratch out. People are dumb.
Oh,
okay, go ahead.
No.
Continue.
And
this is the best story ever.
He bumped into the car in front of him at the McDonald's drive-thru lane, and that driver called the police and said, dude, I got a really drunk guy behind me. So the police showed up, and Earl was, his eyes were red and glossy, the police said. He reeked of alcohol. He was slurring his words, and the police officer said, sir, have you been drinking? And he said, I'm not drinking and driving. I only drink at stop signs and traffic signals.
No.
So he's driving, but then when he comes to a stop,
that's when he takes his bourbon and pours it down. Yeah, because that way he's not drinking and driving.
Sir.
That may be too fine a distinction, by the way. I don't think he's going to get away with that. He was arrested after failing a series of field sobriety tests. Kevin, it serves you right for trying to do a story from Florida.
No, agreed, but most of my People Are Dumb stories come from Florida as well. So
I know.
There's
going to
be
do?
Some crossover.
Here's a, this is interesting. I don't know who to believe on this one. A police officer went on Facebook complaining that he had gone through a Burger King drive-thru in Fort Myers and got handed a hamburger with dirt on it.
He said, at first it was just burned bacon. I was hungry and I ate the burger, but at the last bite I saw the dirt and the grit on the burger. In disgust, I threw it out the window. So that social media post that the officer put up went viral. The Burger King is saying, no, no, that's not the case at all. We have a salt and pepper blend that is added to the hamburgers, and it just must have combined with the flame-boiled grill process to look like dirt, but it actually wasn't dirt.
But were they telling the truth? It sounds like they're lying.
No, that's not dirt. It's just spices.
It's seasoning.
Right.
They said they did the investigation and nobody did anything, or at least nobody admitted to doing anything. And I guess they felt like it was realistic enough that somebody could have mistaken that for dirt. The police officer also says he was suspicious when, instead of putting his name on the ticket, they put police on the ticket. And he wondered if he may have been marked by that. So I don't know how we're going to find out, but the Burger King is standing by its employees and saying that they in no way did anything to the officer's burger, and they are asking for an apology. It's hard to know what to believe in this one.
Look,
right?
I've never tried a dirt burger. Maybe it's good.
Because we do hear stories sometimes of people doing that to cops, which is awful.
Yeah.
But I hope that wasn't the case this time. All right, this one is weird for me. Sunrise, Florida, city manager Richard Salmon went into a local baker with a coupon for a free Bundt cake. However, he was told that the coupon had expired. And he said, I'm on the city council. How about cut me a break here? Break the rules. Honor the coupon. By the way, he makes $204,000 a year on the city council.
Oh, dear.
He was trying to get this free $4 Bundt cake. Well, the employee at the bakery called into the city council, and they are having a hearing, including, by the way, some fellow commissioners calling for the man's resignation.
Right?
He could lose a $200,000 a year job because of a $4 Bundt cake.
It's the principle of the thing.
It is the principle of the thing. You're right about that. One city council member said, I can't believe a $4 coupon has us here today. It's a little bit of a black eye on us. It's not what we're about at all. If he loses this job, if he loses a Florida city council job over this, and you see what you can do in other parts of the government and keep your job forever,
no kidding.
I just feel like, man, this is a tough community, right? Seriously. There's no collusion or anything going on here. It's just a Bundt cake. And finally, Edwin Pierce is his name. He walked into a Family Dollar store on Sarno Road the other day. A cop was called when the clerk initially reported that Mr. Pierce appeared to be hiding items in his pants. When they checked the store and the aisles, they realized that he had also smeared poop across boxes of grits and oats and forks and boxes of chow mein. He did get out of the store, but police were able to apprehend him. It turned out that he had stolen food and rendered food unusable with his own feces inside the store.
So he stole some, but he left some.
But he left some for the next guy, right.
Disgusting.
The police had him clean up the aisles, by the way, before they arrested him and took him into custody.
That's right. Awesome.
Which I think is fantastic. Look, I know you're not going to get the greatest quality in the world at the Family Dollar store, but you certainly expect your food to not have poop on it, right?
I mean, I feel like that's not asking too much.
I don't think so either. That is What's Up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from the House of Blues in San Diego for Comic-Con.
Doug Benson on the show later on today. It's Friday. That means Keep It 100, and we'll do the grand prize drawing between 7 and 8 to find out who is going to be meeting Imagine Dragons at the Forum this weekend. A lot of people qualified over the past 5 days. We'll call one of them. Let him or her know he or she is going to be meeting Imagine Dragons and hanging out backstage this weekend. All right, time for Allie's What's Happening Here on this Friday morning, 6:52. What's going on?
I was just thinking about the people driving to work right now, 6:52.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're driving their kids somewhere, dropping them off at camp. I don't know.
Okay.
Here's the thing. They probably weren't in the car at the end of the show.
Oh,
they missed a special guest that walked in. Hit it, Steve.
Look who just walked in. We don't have any security in this place.
Is he a homeless guy or what's happening here?
Jim Jefferies.
Maybe I'm just a guy in a really great Jim Jefferies outfit. Used to being a cosplayer.
Cosplay.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Very realistic. Although I think the real Jim is handsomer, to be honest.
I would say so. Wow. Slightly more hair, you know.
My favorite thing is Jim walked in, looked at the people in here, and he goes, yeah, you set up seats for four rows. Way to to go, guys.
And you didn't fill them.
No.
You've got 9 people have shown up. 2 of them in Kevin and Bean t-shirts, the real fans, and the other people just look like they're trying to get out of the weather.
That's about right. So, Jim, you don't strike me as a Comic-Con type guy.
I'm down here doing a field piece for the TV show, so we're going to interview some different people about comic books and stuff. But I like comic books.
Have you ever come to Comic-Con?
I've never been. I've come down here to do Man on the Street stuff before, but I've never been allowed into any events. Like, I used to have a friend who could get me into these things, but Chris Hardwick seems to be fired from a lot of these gigs at the moment. I was the one who really lost out in that whole situation that went down.
I'm
not positive that's true.
Well, at least now the focus is on the real victim. I think that's an important discussion to be having. You need to start getting near Yvette Nicole Brown. Apparently, she's the new mastermind of Comic-Con.
Who's Nicole Brown?
Yvette Nicole Brown. She's an actress. You'd recognize her from Community. She's the one who took over.
Was she killed by O.J. Simpson?
That's
Nicole Brown Simpson.
Right. This is the... never mind, Jim.
took a lot of turns real quick.
It's good that she's had a comeback, I reckon.
It was certainly unexpected.
Cosplay is just one ill-fitting glove.
So they're literally going to drag you away from us in 3 minutes, and I'm starting to think that's not long enough.
I feel like I've come in here.
Can we make it 2 minutes?
The people are starting to trail in from outside.
Jim, you said the other day, I saw you on the Kibble Show. It was a very funny appearance, by the way. Although, frankly, I taped it because Kathy Griffin was on the same episode. But you said that you've done... Did you only say 30?
What was the reason behind that?
What does that mean?
Because that's why I taped Kibble's show, is because Kathy was on, but then I saw Jim was on too, and I said,
That's not how it sounded.
I thought it was like so you could fast forward through Kathy.
No.
But my question for you is this. Did you say on his show that you have only done 34 episodes of the Jim Jefferies show?
That's true. I only done 34. We've done 35 now. It's been an extra week.
I feel like it's been on for like 2 years, though. How have you only done 35 episodes?
But we just
you do once a month?
We're like a British sitcom. You know? No, we do one. We do 30 a week. And
30 a week?
No, 30 a year. 30 a year.
Your math
And we only did 20 last year, and then we're only halfway through this season. So we're 35. Yeah.
And are you still enjoying it?
No. What a horrible... my life was so much better before the show. I used to work like 2 days every second week.
Right.
And I was a multimillionaire. It was fantastic.
And you're traveling so much.
Now I have to do these field pieces. I don't want to be in San Diego on a Thursday. I had to drive down here early to speak to some comic book nerds. Hey, thanks for coming, folks.
All right. We'll let you go because we know you have to. But when can we see what you're shooting today? What episode will that be?
This is the thing that we have, probably soonish, because we want to have it on during the time. So we're going to have it this week. It's going to be on this week.
This week?
We'll see how it goes. We're speaking to some guy who thinks there should be less diversity in comic books.
Less diversity?
Yeah, I feel it's super diverse. Like, you have, like, different superheroes, and there's men and women, and we reckon that they've reduced all the breast sizes on all the cartoon characters.
Uh-huh, they have. That's true.
Yeah, so that's not good, is it?
Well, that isn't, no. I think the diversity is good, though. People like to be represented.
Maybe they should have one big breast and one small breast, if you want to make it diverse.
I mean, if we want to, and if we want to make it realistic.
One little tiny breast.
Right, ladies?
Go,
Well, that is a segment I want to see. So watch a Jim show on Comedy Central. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, record it. We might have Kathy Griffin on for you.
Thank you. That's a good tip. Have a great time
he's
down
gone.
Here in San Diego. Okay, bye.
He's
Jim.
Gone.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jim. He's right. He did make an impact in a very short amount of time.
That's his talent.
Good love that dude.
God, he's Same. Amazing. I love him so very much. Something I also love, the musical Cats.
Wow, that was smooth. That was a great transition.
I'm going to work on my segues. Remember the musical Cats?
I mean, I remember that it existed. I never went.
Would you want to see a movie based on Cats?
Cats was a thing for 50,000 years, and I didn't go there. So why would I want to see
it? What if I told you Taylor Swift was in it?
No, very much no.
And your cats aren't that cute.
All of the no available.
All right, well, here's who else is going to be in it. Jennifer Hudson, James Corden, Ian McKellen. That's not bad, right? Not bad.
Is it Cats?
It's still Cats,
okay,
though.
No.
It is still Cats. No, all right. All right. Well, let me just tell you, for those that would be willing to see it, Jennifer Hudson, who won an Oscar.
Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz?
Jay Hutz!
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
That's always funny to me that the better the singer, the more Muggs wants to sing for them.
Yes.
She's got an amazing voice. Yeah. Why would he think I should sing for you?
And the bigger in the record business, if it's, you know, a producer, maybe even the head of a label, he wants to rap for them, he wants to sing for them.
He's just got too much talent, the Beer Mug.
You can't contain it. You can't contain it, yeah. Well, she won an Oscar in 2007 for her breakout role in Dreamgirls, and you're probably wondering, well, which cat will she play? Well, that's why I'm here. She'll be playing Grizabella, the former glamour cat who falls on hard times and gets to sing about it and showstopper memory.
Man, I just everything don't care at all.
Right.
Everything you're saying makes it worse. Every word.
I kind of agree. I kind of agree right there. You guys have a specific way that you eat a banana when you're in public?
I'm sorry?
You heard me.
Slowly and longingly.
Total eye contact with anyone.
I mean, I lick mine first, if that's what you're asking.
You kind of work the stem.
I mean, you know how you do.
We're still talking about bananas, right?
Right.
Okay, why do you ask?
Because Wiz Khalifa was on the radio show The Breakfast Club. And he has very specific reasons why he will not just eat a banana, A, in front of people, and B, not in chunks, because he said,
not in chunks.
Like, he needs you to break it into pieces. Okay. So he said, you got to break it in half. If you bite into a banana, you suspect. So he's a bit, you know, going a little homophobic on it, that type of thing. Then when Charlemagne the God protested and said, dude, it's just fruit. He didn't budge. Here's his quote. You gotta break it in pieces, bro. If you a N, N's gotta break the banana in half. I'm just trying to help you out, bro. If you're in public, just break it into pieces. Watch these N's that don't be eating a banana the right way. Dude, you are putting way too much emphasis on how people eat bananas. However, I will not eat a banana in public. Because there are dudes that will lock onto that from like a mile away. Like, shake her out with that banana.
I'm going to quote Gwen Stefani right now and just say that this is bananas.
Right?
You get a sense as a guy that a woman within like a 5 mile radius is eating a banana. I don't know how, but that's just how it works.
Spidey senses? All
right. Biology.
And in case you were wondering, he also doesn't eat peaches because he's texture sensitive. Yet, he likes slices of apples. So that is your Wiz Khalifa fruit update.
I was hoping for that today.
Here on Kevin and Bean. Some birthdays for you. Giselle Bundchen, Josh Holloway, Carlos Santana, Stone Gossard, Sandra Oh, Omar Epps, Judy Greer, and Julianne Hough. And that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show, live from the House of Blues in San Diego for Comic-Con.
Speaking of San Diego, coming to Comic-Con is what got Allie in the same room as her all-time number one crush, Conan O'Brien, last night.
Oh, my God.
We're going to hear all about that coming up in about 15 minutes or so. I did notice there's an engagement ring on Allie's hand today, so I think things went pretty well, it looks like, last night. First, though, one of the panels that has received the most attention this year so far was the 10th anniversary of Breaking Bad, which, by the way, our friend Bill Burr moderated that panel.
Yeah.
Huge, not a guest actor on the show, but a super fan. In fact, in introducing the panel with almost all of the cast in attendance, he called it arguably the greatest show that's ever been on television.
Wow.
I mean, he put arguably in front of it, so I would agree with that. Because it's got to be top five easy, right?
It's a great show. It's a great show. There were two interesting things I thought that came out of it. First of all, everybody's been saying, look, we love Better Call Saul, but when are we going to see Walt and Jesse and some of the other characters on Better Call Saul? Vince Gilligan, creator of both, says, we would be sorely remiss if they didn't appear on the show before it ended, but you will not be seeing either of them in upcoming episodes, which is fine, by the way.
Sure.
I think that's okay. Look, Better Call Saul is great on its own. The other thing that I thought was interesting, and I'd never seen the cast address this before, is you guys have heard the Walking Dead theory of Breaking Bad, right?
No.
Run it by us.
Someone on the internet came up with the idea that the Breaking Bad show and The Walking Dead take place in the same universe and that it was Walt's drug, his product, that caused the zombie outbreak.
Oh.
Which I think is hilarious, by the way.
That's dumb.
Vince Gilligan said, well, Walt's dead now, so I guess he could be a zombie. My agents are out there. We should talk about that. Wouldn't that be amazing if Walter White showed up on The Walking Dead as a zombie?
That would be pretty cool.
I would love it so much. Anyway, it's weird. After only 5 years off the air that they were already looking back on the greatness that was Breaking Bad, but it was a pretty cool panel yesterday.
Did you see the Omaze contest that they're having for Breaking Bad?
That is funny.
This is a charity event, and what you do is, I guess you text a certain number, and then you donate, I don't know, $5, $10, or whatever it is, and you're in the drawing for an amazing prize. Aaron Paul starts this video by explaining the contest and how you can win it.
What's up, guys? It's Aaron Paul, and I want you to come break bad with me. Yeah, bitch, you heard that right. It's been 10 years since Breaking Bad premiered, and to celebrate, I'm teaming up with Omaze to fly one winner and a friend out to cook in the RV right here on the Sony lot in Los Angeles.
So he's standing right outside the RV that was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes him on a little tour. He steps into the RV and he's looking around and he hears the voice of Bryan Cranston.
It's just like I remember. No tours, private residence.
No tours, private residence.
Uh-oh.
So he's living in the RV?
Which is what Aaron asks.
Aaron!
Wow, man, you scared the shit out of me.
Look at you. It's so good to see you. You look great.
What are you doing here, man?
I'm researching a role here for a movie.
Are you living here?
Aaron, you're so funny.
Giving away a chance to cook in the RV with me.
Wait a minute. Breaking Bad is going to be rebooted.
Oh, thank God. Oh, yes. It'll be just like Roseanne without the racism.
He's standing there in a robe. He's clearly living in the RV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite sad. And Aaron pushes that point.
You're living here.
No. Okay, yeah, right. So I'm just an actor who's broken down. Can't get over the fact that his show has been finished for 5 years, and so I'm living in an RV and using a bucket as a toilet. Yeah, whatever, Aaron.
Oh, my God. It is like a month worth of shit in there.
Starts crying.
I miss the show so much.
So then they're arguing, and Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston walk outside of the RV and continue their argument, and then they find out that they're in front of a tour of the Sony lot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Aaron. I'm so sorry. I can't be young and hot and rich and rolling with a bunch of friends like you.
Just stop calling me hot. It's weird.
Yeah, well, you are. You're hot.
So then you hear the tour guide announce to the people that this is the RV.
Uh-huh.
And this is the RV from Breaking Bad.
Welcome to Sony Studios.
Now, if you guys just want to head that way to the studio gift shop, I'll meet you there in just one second. Aaron, what the hell are you doing? What is all this? Why aren't you leading the tour?
Why are you leading the tour?
What?
And then Bryan Cranston goes, wait.
You work here?
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Yeah, he does. He works here, okay? He came begging me for a job the other day because he wanted to be around the RV again. The show ended 5 years ago. Get over it.
So they're both losers. I love that. And then the tour guide starts yelling at Aaron.
And you put on your uniform, okay?
Stu, come on, don't make me...
What did you just call me? Say my name.
It's from the show.
I know. Mr. Hershberger, you're goddamn right.
Losers.
So then both of the guys sort of commiserate about how upset they are that the show is gone.
Okay. It's been hard to get over the show.
Hey, come on. Hey, we're not so bad off, right? We got the RV. We've got a hot plate. I've got the bucket that we can poop in. We still got our internet friends.
And we've still got our internet friends. And then they repeat the offer, which is if you go to omaze.com/breakingbad, you can enter the contest to get flown to Los Angeles and cook in the RV with both Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston.
Can they poop in the bucket?
They didn't say.
Okay.
They seemed like they were very protective of the bucket, okay. So I assume not.
All right.
Anyway.
Speaking of brand new Imagine Dragons, you guys ready for the big grand prize drawing?
Sure.
Yeah.
All week long, we've been qualifying you on our show and others here on K-Rock for a backstage meet and greet with Imagine Dragons, a signed vinyl copy of their album Evolve. Hold on. Yep. Also, a backstage tour and $106 to raid the merch booth. Here's the winner, Andrew Ayala. Andrew Ayala from El Monte, you did it.
Yay!
All right.
We will be contacting you off the air, Andrew, to organize the details, but have a fantastic time with Imagine Dragons. Be sure to give us a call on Monday and let us know how it goes.
So we're at Comic-Con, and Allie and I are doing some interviews on the floor. I'm not sure what time that's going to be put up. The video is going to be put up today, but it should be during the morning show. And we talked to a lot of crazy people, but Allie kept saying, all right, we done? Can I go? I was like, what are you talking about? She's going to Conan.
Yeah.
She just couldn't wait to go to Conan.
I wanted to take a quick shower. We'd been up since 3:15. It was hot. I wanted to smell my best for Conan.
I'm sure you did. Now, let me ask you this very serious question, because we talked to the air how Conan is your all-time number one crush ever.
Yeah.
You love him.
So much.
So much. Okay. You live 10 miles from where he films his show every single day, yet you've never been before.
Oh, I've been to his tapings. Yeah,
I went,
actually, when he was in New York, I went to one. I went to one in L.A. But, yeah, I don't want to meet him. That's what I won't do. I've had friends that have arranged for my birthday to go to a show. You're going to meet Conan. And I'm like, absolutely not. Let's get dinner.
But wait, because, and this is, you know, we've talked about how this is the same thing with me and Taylor, because I love her so much. And by all accounts, Conan, just like Taylor, is super nice to people when he meets you.
Don't put Conan and Taylor in the same category.
Don't even.
Well, they are.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
In that they're approachable, friendly people and nice to their fans is what I'm saying.
So don't be a terrible human.
So it's not like Allie
Conan
would have
do little snake emojis for Jimmy Kimmel, and although he did with Jay Leno, let's be honest, and that was well deserved.
So what I'm saying is, it's not like you would have a bad experience if you met Conan.
No, so, by all accounts, he's wonderful and lovely.
Delightful.
I just don't want to.
That's weird.
I know it. I know.
Okay.
I'm well.
What
aware.
Is it you're afraid would happen if you met him?
Listen, I don't.
You don't think you'd be disappointed?
No, I just I don't want to break up a marriage. You know?
Oh, you think by meeting him?
Yeah, he'd be like
he'll leave his wife.
Shoot.
Oh,
let's
that makes
do
sense.
This. Oh, that doesn't make sense. I'm totally kidding. Of course not. I don't know what it is. It's bizarre. I understand it. It's weird. It's not changing. Hmm.
All right. So you're smelling good. You're looking good.
Yeah.
You head over to where Conan is doing his show from San Diego yesterday.
Sprecus
then what happens?
Theater. So we get seated, and I'm up above on the mezzanine, and I'm just like, oh, well, he'll never see me up here. We're never going to fall in love. But it was fine. It was great. It was the whole cast of Predator on the show. So you had Olivia Munn, Sterling K. Brown, Keegan-Michael Key, everybody up there. It was amazing. But before this, he was on the stage, and he glances over, and he sees one of those little bird scooters.
Yeah, there's a bird scooter on last night's show.
And he was so angry about the bird scooters, and it made me think of Jensen Karp and your conversation the other morning on the show about how they are basically the worst things to ever happen to the world, except to Kevin, because Kevin thinks they're fun.
They are fun. Have you tried it?
No.
Okay.
All right. So he sees the bird scooter, talks about how they're all over San Diego. They're just awful. They're horrible. Who even likes these things? And out walks this, like, hippie-looking dude. And everyone's like, starts clapping. And then they realize, oh, that's Norman Reedus.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Daryl Dixon from The Walking Dead. So he gets on the scooter, and he's like, sorry, dude. It's mine. And, of course, Conan said, I know you guys are notorious. You can't say anything about The Walking Dead. But any hints? And he just started the scooter and just scooted off the stage. It was awesome. It was so cool. But here's the thing when you go and see Conan during Comic-Con. By the way, this is his fourth Comic-Con coming down here to San Diego. And he's celebrating his 25th year on the air.
Wow.
Right?
That's
a
amazing.
Long time.
Yeah.
A very long time. But when he comes to Comic-Con, you always leave the taping with one of his Funko Pops. And this year, he was giving out a Rebel Knight, an Ant-Man, a Hellboy, and then my show, we got a Predator Conan.
Here's so Conan as Predator.
Yes.
That's
they're
awesome.
All him as these different characters.
That's awesome.
And people collect these, and people are insane about them. How insane? I was not prepared. So I'm walking out of the theater. I'm just on cloud nine. I saw Conan. Everything was great. I got my Funko Pop in my hand. Everything's going great. And I leave, and this guy right in front of me goes, Funko, $80. And I'm like, I'm sorry? And he goes, Funko. And I'm like, Predator, yeah, Predator. And he goes, $100. And I'm like,
so he
what?
Was negotiating what? Before you even realized what was happening?
I didn't even know what was happening. And I'm like, what? And then I look to my right, another guy coming at me. He's like, Funko. I'm like, yeah, Funko. I thought it was like some weird nerd like language I didn't know how to speak. Here's the thing. they wait outside. And they just come right at the people when they're walking out. And it got a little bit weird when one guy started following me because he could tell, like, I was confused that these were even worth anything, really.
Right.
Because I was like, 100, I'm listening. So he follows me to the corner.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's where it gets really weird.
Okay.
Another guy sees us talking and he goes, seriously, how much? And then I'm thinking, does he want the Funko or does he think I'm now a, like a lady selling stuff on this corner? It took a really weird turn, but we got up to 150.
You did?
Oh, yes.
My gosh.
For which?
For Kevin.
I'm just asking.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
Just asking.
Right?
Yeah. You got up to 150 bucks.
Right. From my predator.
Why do you still have it?
Right. My predator.
Right. Sure. Pointing doesn't work on the radio.
All right. Sorry about that.
You could have sold it for $150.
How? No. And I tweeted about this last night because I'm such a dork. I have all of the Conan Funko Pops.
Oh.
Every single one. And I said these words to the man. Oh, I have all of them. And he goes, oh, my God, really? Are you willing to sell them? And I said, no. And here's why I can't sell you the Predator one. Because his friends would miss him.
Okay.
Right? And then he knew he was dealing with a Looney Tune.
Right? He thought he was coming across
yes.
as Looney, and he didn't know
yes.
who he was dealing
so
with.
So that was it. That was the end. But if you're going to a taping tonight, just know they are going to swarm you.
You can make some cash.
You can make some serious cash. But if anyone wants, like, my whole Funko set, let's talk some money.
That's a woman for you.
That's a woman for you.
I even have something awesome for Comic-Con.
Okay.
So if you watch Bob's Burgers, Aunt Gail basically has animal buttholes she draws. Right there, animal buttholes.
I mean, what's better?
See, look,
human
right
buttholes. Kevin's butthole and an animal butthole. Or Kevin's face. Sorry, I got confused.
Some people confuse
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I did.
What's happening?
By the way, if Kevin's Butthole is not the name of a band, we're doing it wrong. Yeah, there's no shortage of oddball art at Comic-Con. That's for sure. Did you guys see the? Did you guys happen to see Bean World yesterday? The very popular comic book Bean World.
I did not see that.
Wow,
yes,
wow.
I'm suing. I'll tell you that. Hey, Doug Benson is here in San Diego. He'll be joining us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, we're going to need your help a little bit after 8. Not us, not Kevin Bean, not Allie, but Dave has decided he needs to get on the dark web for some nefarious reasons.
Right?
We have a lot of questions about how you get on the dark web and why.
So, I've done a lot of research on this.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'll say.
And that's why you want to do it on Dave's browser and not
yep.
yours?
Correct.
So we're going to be needing your help on that. I know we have a lot of experts out there coming up just after 8 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Live from San Diego at the House of Blues, it's Friday morning time for People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
Hey, man who admitted to having drugs on his person called 911 three different times to ask for a ride.
Ah.
He needed a ride.
Sure.
So he called 911. According to the arrest report on July 1st, the 27-year-old Freeport man called 911 on three separate occasions requesting a ride home. The dispatcher told him, of course, here's a non-emergency line if you need assistance, but you're calling 911, so you have to stop calling 911.
Mm-hmm.
He began cursing and became belligerent. A deputy arrived at the man's location. He was still on the phone cursing at dispatchers.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
And that's a whole separate set of charges, too, for abuse of 911, in addition to the drugs that he was calling about.
Yeah, so the deputy patted him down, found 6 grams of marijuana and 9 pills. The man told him that pills were Xanax. He was arrested and charged with misusing the 911 system, felony drug possession, and misdemeanor marijuana possession.
Ooh. They should also give him a ticket for being too dumb to have heard of Uber.
Right? Here's a burglar that got stuck in a Vancouver escape room. A Vancouver, Washington escape room. Two local business owners received an early morning call from law enforcement Sunday after a robber broke into their escape room and couldn't find his way out.
Yeah!
Have you guys ever been...
What did he think was going
to
happen?
Yeah, have you guys ever been to an escape room?
Yeah.
It's pretty strong. You're locked in a room together. You got to find clues, solve puzzles, compete against the clock to make it out. And they got a call saying that somebody was in there. This guy had broken in to their escape room, didn't know it was an escape room, couldn't get out, so he called 911.
That's beautiful.
Because he was stuck in an escape room that he broke into.
Is that, besides you know, having to pay for the damage to the wall of the escape room that they run there in Vancouver, is that the best advertising ever for that place?
Totally. Exactly. He provided a fake address to deputies, so they responded to the escape room where he was calling from. Made his initial court appearance Monday, faces a charge of burglary in the second degree. His bail is set at $40,000.
Wow.
This story comes out of Sherman, Texas. I want you guys to guess what movie they were seeing. 5 days after a man was stabbed at a Sherman movie theater, the man who stabbed him is now in jail. Police say the suspect just didn't want to sit in his own seat at the Cinemark Friday. He kept sitting in reserved spots, and then people would come up and they would say, "Hey, dude, that's my seat. Would you mind moving?" So he would stand up and then sit in another seat. And the situation escalated. He ended up stabbing another man in the stomach.
Oh, man.
He's in jail on $25,000 bond. The movie he was seeing?
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
The First Purge.
Gotta be.
And finally, a Wisconsin woman is facing felony drug charges after police said they found about 82 grams of drugs in her vagina.
That seems like a lot.
Desiree Webster, 20 years old, was arrested June 25 after police pulled over her car. Her companion was a drug dealer, and officers pulled over the car after getting a tip that they might be selling heroin, cocaine, marijuana, meth, and other drugs. They had a police dog. The police dog showed particularly interest in the seat of the driver.
Huh.
This woman's seat.
By the way, how can you tell if a police dog is looking for drugs or just is in on everybody's crotch? Because a lot of dogs just go for the crotch, you know?
I don't have the answer to that.
I guess they're well trained. I guess that's how you know.
After a corrections officer performed a strip search on her, she suggested that there was something hidden in her vagina.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So they took her and they did a CAT scan of her pelvic area at a hospital, and it showed something that looked like a plastic bag, and listen to this, that was about the size of a human fist. Anyone?
We all have thoughts. We all have thoughts none of us are willing to say.
Nope.
About the size of a human fist.
We got it.
Officers said they found nearly 82 grams of drugs inside. Here's the breakdown. She had 36.67 grams of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, stop right there. That's a lot of cocaine,
yeah.
Right? 36 sure, grams of cocaine.
I absolutely would have said stop right there.
I mean, right. that's a year's worth of cocaine, yeah. For God's sake.
All right, so 36 grams of cocaine. All 14, right. Almost 15 grams of meth.
Whoa.
27 grams of synthetic weed.
This is all in her hoo-ha.
Yes.
She is packed.
I don't know if I mentioned this, but it was in a bag the size of a fist.
You did,
yes. Oh, you did mention. Okay, yeah.
So 36 grams of cocaine, 15 grams of meth, 27 grams of synthetic weed, and 6 ecstasy pills.
Oh, my God.
She was unwilling to commit to the ecstasy.
It sounds like it.
There wasn't much room. I don't know.
I need to add some more ecstasy to my order to round it out. That
right?
is... That's crazy.
And how does she deliver it? Does she bring it to your house?
Oh,
I'm just saying.
And that's People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Talking dark web, talking Doug Benson next hour, and Keep It 100 coming up on a Friday as well. We are live in San Diego at the House of Blues. Allie, you are here at 7:53 with What's Happening?
Well, it's 7:50. We tend to do this on Fridays. We have a playlist. It's called That's My Jam. It's on all Kevin and Bean socials at Kevin and Bean. You can find the link right there. Go ahead and click follow, and then you're going to have new music from everybody on the Kevin and Bean Show that we add each week. It could be a new song that's coming out. It could be a song that we've loved from the past and just remembered, and it just moved us, so we put it on the list. But every single week, you're going to have new music delivered right to you.
How about that?
How about that? Kevin, you're up first. What did you pick this week?
Well, we just had Muse in yesterday, and they had a new song called Something Human. And I'm going to be honest when I tell you, when I first heard it, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I love, love, love Muse.
Right.
I liked it. I was like, well, it might not be their best, but I really like it.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard it a second and third time, and by the third time, I was like, okay, I'm all in.
Nice.
It's a great song. It's called Something Human.
And I need the touch.
Pretty catchy.
Really good.
tender, Matt.
Love that.
Right?
We had
right?
some people yesterday when we played it who were hearing it for the first time who said it sounded like Every Breath You Take for the Police. Mm-hmm. And I got that the first time I heard it, too. But yeah, I don't hear that anymore.
Sort of like that.
But now I don't hear it anymore. Now right? I totally get the melody that they're going for. And I'm with Kevin on that. It really grew on me fast.
Excellent. Well, what song is yours, Bean?
There's a band we have played here on K-Rock before. They're a Los Angeles band called Lord Huron. And mm-hmm. they had a song called The Night We Met that was very, very good. They have some other songs that are very good. And they did a cover version recently. Now, Kevin, you're going to automatically hate this because it's a Neil Young song.
Okay.
Although maybe you'll like it because Neil's not singing
Neil Young is a terrible singer.
But a great songwriter.
Well,
and this
possible.
Is a classic song of his from the 90s. And it's kind of romantic, but you know me, I'm Bean, and I love love. This is Lord Huron and their take on Harvest Moon.
Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you, on this harvest moon.
Right?
Ah, that sucks.
Right. No!
That's that one's for us girls, Kevin.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
It's for us ladies.
Oh, Allie, you're with me on that. That's nice, right?
Absolutely.
We all sort of decided at the beginning we wouldn't make fun of each other, but it's too tough. I just couldn't help myself.
Well, my song is from a band that I had never heard of. I woke up to this tweet. And first of all, my friend Maren, you guys know her, Maren Dungey, yeah, friend of the show. No need to tweet me at 7:52 a.m. on a Saturday. But I accept it because this was it. She said, okay, I'm sending you the song because one, it's amazing. Two, it's my song of the summer. Three, it's an undiscovered band that I think you're going to dig hard. Have a rad weekend. And it is a band called Bully Heart. And it sounds like all of the 80s John Hughes movies just all got together and said, let's get in Allie's ear holes.
Yeah, right?
It is wonderful. I love it so very much. They also do a cover of Under the Milky Way by The Church,
oh,
which
I love
is
that song too.
Wonderful. It's a musician named Holly Long, and this is her project called Bully Heart, but the song is called Jukebox.
Your tongue is so pretty. I find I got this far.
Right?
That is, yeah, you're right. That's Let's Make a Song for Allie.
I love it so very much.
Well, yeah, that's good.
Oh, so you don't like it?
No, I like it.
You said it was just specific for me.
It was specific for you, but I like it as well.
Wow, he's real judgy today.
I mean, he's not Beans for God's
real
sakes,
judgy.
God.
I'm just saying, you picked Muse, which is like everyone loves Muse, so that wasn't really.
All right. That's not the point. All right, let's continue.
Anyway, it's our playlist. It's wonderful. It's called That's My Jam. It's at Kevin and Bean on all of our socials. We're going to link you right there. Go ahead, click follow, and guess what? Every single week, you've got brand new music that maybe you haven't heard of. Unless it's one of Kevin's picks, because they tend to all be really popular ones, so he's not really expanding his mind or his interests at all. Go find your own birthdays. That's what's happening.
They are back, you guys. That is new music from 21 Pilots. The song is called Jumpsuit here on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ on Comic-Con Friday. By the way, Kevin, we got some tape here. You're getting kind of funky yesterday.
Right? I didn't hear the name. What was the name?
This is Kike.
Kike,
yeah, Kike from Mexico.
Do you love me? Are you riding?
Yeah, you know, like avocados from Mexico. Here's Kike from the same farm.
I see. He didn't.
He didn't pick up on
he
the Drake.
He didn't love the Drake thing?
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
So...
All right.
That's from a video, by the way, that is up right now that you can see at krock.com, or you can go see it on YouTube. We're tweeting out the link, and it's Allie and I on the floor of the convention center talking to people about their costumes.
And some of those costumes need some work.
Some of them
are amazing.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, both.
Amazing. All right. This is a very curious topic that I don't think we've ever spoken about here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Refresh my memory how it came up that we started talking about the dark web recently.
Well, it was
Unfriended.
Mm-hmm.
Unfriended Dark Web, the movie that I've been promoting all week, giving tickets away to.
Unfriended 2.
Unfriended 2, yeah. Yes. The original Unfriended, very different. This one is all about the dark web, and it is terrifying.
It looks terrifying, right. So they have sponsored our broadcast, and we love them, and thank you, and please go see the movie. And then Kevin said, you know, I've tried to get on the dark web. I've looked into that a little bit. And then Dave jumped in and said, I really want to get on the dark web.
Right, Dave should.
And so, Dave should.
Here's what I found out, is that if you go to a site that is illegal, mm-hmm. So if they're selling guns or drugs or anything, you going to that site is illegal.
Just going to the site. Check
just looking at it, even if you don't buy anything.
And by the way, the dark web, the deep web, whatever you want to call it, it's 96% of the internet. So when you search on Google, it searches 4%
of
the... Yes, yes.
Why don't I believe that?
It's accurate, sir. You want to bet one American dollar on that?
I don't, but one American
dollar.
I just wonder if they're able to measure the dark web.
Look, I'm just telling you the information that I have, and it's correct.
If Al Gore was here, we could ask him, because he invented the internet.
Dave, what do you want to do on the dark web? Why are you trying to get on? Because we're going to be asking our listeners for help right now at 1-800-520-1067 with what they know about the dark web, what kinds of experiences they've had. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, listen, I think the dark web is getting a bad rap, right? Because everything is all about, ooh, you get drugs, prostitution, you can see the worst things in the world. But I bet there's so much good stuff on the dark web, like stuff the government's hiding from
Define good stuff.
Well, like, I mean...
What do you think is there that we don't know about?
Maybe the cure for syphilis. It might be there. But
it's probably there.
You know?
What is wrong with you?
Why wouldn't they put that on the real... The what do they call the other web? The light web? I don't know. I mean, if they had information like that, that would help so many people, I think they'd put it on the Google web.
Big pharma, man. They don't want to lose out on that money.
Oh,
you know?
Pharma.
So I'm saying there's cures out there. Mm. And like for me, I can't buy kangaroo meat here. I bet I could get it on the dark web.
Why would you want that?
Because it's delicious.
What's wrong with you?
Have you had kangaroo meat?
No.
It's so good. And it's lean and it's good for you.
Okay.
And, oh, my God. And I think that the dark web can give me all this
stuff.
Okay, Dave. So that's
why
I
want have a Tor browser, T-O-R?
Not yet.
Download the Tor browser because that supposedly protects you and gives you anonymity. But then...
I'm going to click this link.
The Tor browser, which says it gives you anonymity, says, look, this isn't enough. You have to get a VPN as well.
I got a VPN.
And then you have to look at your Tor browser and set it for security settings. Like, there's five steps before you can even start searching for anything.
Stop trying to persuade me, man.
There must be smarter people than I. And again, we're taking your phone calls if you can help on this topic in any way at 1-800-520-1067. There must be smart people who have mastered the dark web, who are also journalists, who have written about what they have found on the dark web. Have you guys done any kind of research to see what things are on there that we don't know about?
Well, we had the guy from Vice on, remember?
Ben McCoo.
Yeah, Ben McCoo.
Yeah.
And he told us all about the weird stuff.
I mean, it's...
But again, he was just saying, oh, it's bad. It's bad.
Dave, there's a reason everyone says that.
Because it's bad.
Because they're not hiding meat from you.
They're not hiding kangaroo meat the dark web.
I don't think that someone is actively hiding it, but I think if I went on there and said, hey, dark web, what's up? I'm looking for kangaroo meat. Can someone ship it to me?
Right. And then what's going to happen is your computer's going to shut down. Yeah. I saw this in the trailer for Unfriended 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then somebody's going to say, we have all your information.
And they're going to look at
like, yeah, cool. Just charge
camera.
My credit card and give me the kangaroo meat.
Excellent.
I guarantee if you tweeted out, hey, Australians, can you send me some kangaroo meat?
No.
The government won't allow the import of kangaroo meat. That's why
the dark web is there.
That's why the dark web is my friend.
Okay, anything else or just that?
Well,
why?
Just the kangaroo meat. Mostly kangaroo meat. But I just think there's a lot of things out there, and I can't think of them right now, that will be helpful to society that the dark web may provide.
Here's what I know is that Silk Road was the biggest... most well-known thing on the dark web.
They were terrible people.
And, they were selling drugs, heroin, guns, people. They were selling everything that you
could
sell.
Human trafficking.
Yeah. Everything that you could do. And there's no way for normal people to access that site. So you have to get in the right browser and go to that site. And they could buy everything. But they ended up breaking that up. And those people are in jail.
Good, as they should be. But the guy who's going to give me kangaroo meat ain't going to go to jail.
So Dave is the one who is the arbiter of which laws we need to follow. That's what he's essentially saying.
I'm just saying this might be a safer way to get good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, the phones are blowing up, by the way, at 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Sev real quick. He's in Long Beach. He's on line two. He says he can help us. Sev, thank you so much for being the first to volunteer to come on this topic. How do you know so much about the dark web?
I've actually been on it, ordered some stuff. Came from Canada.
Kangaroo
meat?
Okay. I'm not sure if it's as good as kangaroo meat, but...
Sev, in order to make sure that we're not dealing with a bad person here, what did you order from Canada?
I can guess. Prescription drugs.
Not under my real name. So, my name is Jack. And
sure,
I ordered some some psychedelics from Canada.
No problem with that. Fair enough. Okay. How did you get onto the dark web? What did you have to learn? What steps did you have to go through to get there?
It's pretty easy. I believe the hardest part is actually finding the websites. Many of the websites, they don't really use web addresses that you can actually memorize. It's
right, because they don't want
a bunch of random letters and
it's
numbers.
Super complex, and they don't make it scannable. You can't actually try to browse someplace like that because it's not listed like that.
The hardest part is finding a list of the websites where you can go and find the actual web address and actually hop on to Tor Network. The Tor Network is actually the Onion Network. It was actually developed by the military for secure messaging. And that's
I have heard that. Now. And this is when you say the Onion Network, people don't get confused. This isn't the comedy site, the Onion. This is completely unrelated to that. This is for reals, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And when you're looking on the dark web, does it look like an internet browser? I mean, are you looking at something that is like a Firefox or a Safari or something like that, or no?
Yes, exactly. It is actually built off the Firefox web browser.
Okay.
The Tor browser is actually built off of that.
Okay. So, Jack, how are those psychedelics, man?
Oh, it was good for 2 weekends.
All right. It lasted that long?
Wow.
That's a long time.
That's good.
I need Jack's number off the air.
Right?
All right. Thank you for calling, sir. We appreciate you listening. 1-800-520-1067. Ooh, we have a caller who's going to explain to us the difference between the dark web and the deep web, you guys.
Yes.
So we need to know which one is the right one for kangaroo meat.
I think dark's in the back.
How?
I apologize.
Get off my
that
phone.
That is disgusting.
Get off
that
my
is
phone.
Disgusting.
I am protesting this show now. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right, just ahead of some music, let's talk to Amanda in Los Angeles. Dave wants to get on the dark web because he wants to buy some kangaroo meat and he wants to find the cure to syphilis. And Amanda is on the phone. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. What do you want to tell Dave?
Dave is high as usual. I'm a nurse. And he doesn't need to go on the dark web to find the cure for syphilis. The cure for syphilis is freaking antibiotics.
Antibiotics.
Really?
Antibiotics?
Yeah, Dave, it costs $8. Give it up. Big Pharma is not going to be making any money off of your sorry.
There's more medicine they're trying to give you.
There's 15 different kinds of antibiotics, Dave. There's one that works for you. Quit.
Right? Amanda's pissed, and I love it.
Wait, so Dave doesn't have to go on the dark web and use cryptocurrency,
no,
and he just has to go to a doctor?
He needs to go see the doctor. He's a moron.
Well, we can all agree on that. Yes, Dave.
Hey, Amanda, can you hook it up?
What? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dave, it's dark penicillin. Right, it's not hard to find. That's Amanda's point.
Amanda, do you have kangaroo meat?
No. No.
All
but
right.
Stop it.
Okay. We're with you. Thank you very much for the call. 1-800-520-1067. What do you have to add to our conversation? We've got to get on the dark web at some point today. Call us. We'll talk to you next after Oasis on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're broadcasting live from the House of Blues in San Diego for Comic-Con. We're talking about getting on the dark web because Dave says he needs to buy kangaroo meat. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's code for, but...
Well, he also needs a cure for syphilis. That may be what it's code for.
By the way, there are a lot of hackers on the dark web as well, Dave.
Yeah,
and that's
see,
part of the issue.
And I think if I get on the dark web, the cool dark web, the cool part of it, I can learn how to hack.
Oh, there's plenty of courses, yeah.
And that will benefit everybody.
Right, but is there's an 11-year-old right now that is doing that just by his nature. You're going to try and learn it now?
Yeah, but he's doing it for bad reasons. I want to do it for good reasons.
Oh, you want to hack? Oh, yeah, I see. You want to hack for good. You're
like,
a white hat.
Like,
okay.
If you ever have... Yeah, I'm going to be a white
hat. You're the Dexter of hacking.
Exactly, because if Kevin ever has a problem, I just be like, yo, dude, don't worry about it. Boom, I fixed it. Boom, done.
You watch too much TV.
Ugh.
Rachel writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, I feel like it's a really good idea to talk about your plans to access this super illegal stuff on your radio show. Well,
yeah, Rachel's
that's
not
a bad
not wrong.
Point.
Rachel,
let's talk to Alex, Santa Monica. Alex wants to tell us the difference between the dark web and the deep web so we know we don't go to the wrong place. Alex, thank you for calling and holding on. What can you share with us?
All right, so there's an important distinction between the deep web and the dark web. These two are not the same thing. But the dark web is just a part of the deep web.
Right.
So if you want your kangaroo meat, you're looking more in the deep web. If you put kangaroo meat into your search engine, you're not going to come up with where to buy the kangaroo meat. Or maybe you are. I don't know. I haven't looked for it. But
Can you?
She's buried.
Can you look for it?
No, nope. I look for it.
Yes,
right
please.
Now?
No, not right now. But I'm just saying, do us a favor.
No, we'll wait.
is one of them better or worse than the other?
Yeah, the dark web is worse.
The dark web is going to be where you have all of the really illegal stuff.
Yes. Okay.
The hackers, the illegal porn, that kind of thing, that's all going to be in the dark web.
All right, okay. Alex, what percentage of the internet is deep web?
Deep web, I think that you had the right statistic there.
Thank
on,
you.
6%.
Suck it, Bean!
Look, researchers say is what's in this article, and I'm just wondering if it's even possible to measure that. It does seem impossible. Doesn't it even seem impossible to you, Alex, that 96% of the internet, most of us don't have access to?
Well, it's not that you don't have access to it. The deep web is just what doesn't show up through search engines. So,
right, they're not tagged, so they don't show up when you want to search for something.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
All right,
I do like you, and I thank you for calling, though. Let's try Jason, Hermosa Beach. He might be raining on Dave's parade a little bit on line one, please. Jason, thank you for calling the Kevin Bean Show. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I guess I can just offer a little bit more clarity to what you were just talking about there.
Please.
If 96% of the web is this deep web, what you're not really counting is all of the websites that you have to log into. Think about company intranets, you know, your Gmail, anything. It's not all kangaroo meat and antibiotics.
I see what you're saying. So that 96% includes pages that are behind a password that we can't access.
So like email even, right?
That makes complete sense now.
Oh, thank God for Jason.
What's the website for kangaroo meat and syphilis?
No.
Kangaroomeat.com and syphilis.com.
Okay. All right. I feel a lot better about it. So there's not nearly as much out there as I was worried. Was out there.
Right.
It's a minute fraction.
But Dave should really pursue this, correct?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Everybody should learn it, especially if he wants to learn to hack. I mean, that's where everybody goes to learn to hack, because they go to some, you know, deep, dark web where it teaches you to hack, which is not true at all.
I don't even know what that meant.
He was making fun of Dave.
It means everything Dave says is wrong. All right.
That's true. Listen,
well,
that's
correct. Yeah. I'm going to retract my statement and say that I want to go to the dark web, because now I just want to go to the deep web. Mm-hmm. I want to go to the good side of it. So,
the good side.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jason was a great call, but let's end with Marty. He's calling us all the way from Greensboro, North Carolina, you guys.
Ooh.
All right. All right. Marty, what's going on, man? You get the final word.
All right. Dave, I'm going to teach you how to get kangaroo meat.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You go to Amazon.com.
Slow down. Hold on. Slow down. We're writing this down.
How do we access Amazon? Do we need something special? It's in the deep web, right?
Do we need a Tor browser?
You should really, I don't know, AOL.com will do it.
Yes. Okay.
AOL.com.
Okay.
Not heard of it. Right. Okay. All right. Well, give it a shot. Just
okay.
Call
okay. Have, okay. Right. Have you done this?
All right, hold on. Yep. Allie is typing kangaroo meat into
Amazon.
I'm
looking at it right now. I'm looking at kangaroo loin boneless one bag.
Jerky, three pack.
Jerky, listen. Jerky's not
No, this
what
isn't
I want.
Jerky.
Kangaroo
this
loin boneless one bag.
That's what
sucker.
I said.
Yeah. Okay, then you it's click on it, you purchase it, and then it goes, oh, they don't deliver to your destination. Boom! You suckers think I haven't tried this? Deep web.
Well, the only thing
you know what about the product cannot be shipped to California. Apparently, a lot of people in California, or just Dave, over and over.
Because kangaroo probably. Meat is the bomb. But by the way, they only signal out California, though, Dave.
Yeah, you got to just drive to Vegas.
Vegas gets everything right.
There
Vegas
you go.
Is the dark
I think
web
we can
of
all.
The
I think
US.
We can all agree that Dave is wrong.
Agreed.
And we want to encourage him to go to the dark web.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Can I hear that read again, please?
Death wants to Snapchat. Death wants you to swipe right.
You run into the strangest people at Comic-Con, including yesterday. This happened.
Hi. Talking to people on the floor. Uh-huh. At Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And you are dressed up as who today, sir?
I'm dressed up as stoned comedian Doug Benson.
You look amazingly good.
Yeah, I've taken at least 3 pictures since I've been walking around, so people are really falling for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and what do you do
great.
in your real life? What do you do?
Well, in my real life?
Uh-huh. Before you put on the costume, what do you do?
Well, to be honest with you, there's a lot of money to be made in impersonating Doug Benson.
I see.
So I don't really have to do anything else.
Probably I get a lot of weed.
Walk around pretending to be him, and
people give you weed.
Weed, money.
No.
I mean, I'm trying to find out why it would be great to be Doug Benson.
All right. What are you dressed up as? It's your costume.
Little work the. You know what I'm saying?
You look. You kind of look like. We can't use you that. Look like. You look like Casual Friday in a hospital.
You dick is totally right. Oh, Doug. I love you. Or guy impersonating
yeah,
Doug.
It looks
yes,
just like Doug
come
Benson.
On.
You did good
it
work.
Up. Keep
thanks,
it up.
Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Now, I understand you used to like Doug Benson as well, right, Kevin?
Yeah, no more. It's over.
What happened yesterday?
Wait, can I just say something?
Love has died.
Since I'm here.
Yes, yeah, sure. Doug
the
Benson.
Number
hi.
One Doug Benson impersonator is mm-hmm. here. First of all, thanks for the big crowd turnout today.
You know how we do, Doug.
That's sweet. I was listening in my hotel room going, oh, so they just went to the House of Blues and just did a show like they're in studio? No,
pretty
there's,
much.
No, there's an audience, listeners. But they're out there. But also, the way they bleeped Allie in that clip, the first time, when I say weed, money, then they bleep her. It sounds like the third thing I say is something bleepable.
Yeah, no, it was all me.
It was all Allie.
I said five things that are not okay.
Yeah, she's got a potty mouth, Doug. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to clear that up.
All right, so we see Doug.
And let me get the plug in real quick for folks who, just to make sure we do. Saturday, that's tomorrow at 4:20 p.m. at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. Doug, you're going to be doing your Comic-Con edition of Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, and we got a special. If you're wearing a Comic-Con badge, you get in for full price.
That's
very generous. Yeah, tickets are available.
The same amount as everybody else. You don't have to feel special anymore.
Tickets are available at DougLovesMovies.com. 21 and up. Tickets are only $18. Again, that's tomorrow afternoon at 4:20. If you're coming down here, that'd be a super fun thing to do on a Saturday afternoon. All right, back to you, Kevin.
Okay, so we run into Doug on the floor, and then later we're walking around. Dave and I and Christine, and we're like, oh, what should we eat? I'm starving. Let's stop someplace and eat. And we go into Nobu.
Oh, fancy.
Right?
Yeah.
I started eating sushi because my daughter wanted me to try it, and I was like, oh, this isn't so
Listen,
bad.
Listen, you don't have to explain yourself.
No,
you
I'm
like
just saying,
it.
Okay.
All right.
So we go in there, and we're asking the waiter what's good, and we start talking about the free-range chicken.
Oh, okay.
Because there's free-range. They have stuff for non-sushi eaters in there.
Sure.
So I was just asking him how it was, and immediately I get a text from Doug mm-hmm. that says the free-range chicken is very good.
What?
Whoa! Yes. Was Doug with you guys?
No,
so he you was were at a table near you.
We looked all over the place. Doug did not exist. Maybe he was under our table, Dave. Did we check there? Oh,
so you're having a private? What you think is a private conversation
yes.
at your table, and then your phone texts, and it's Dave.
No, it's Doug.
It's Doug. I mean, it's Doug.
Doug saying the free range chicken is very good. So
okay.
I text back in capital letters, WTF? ? And he texts. # truth.
What is happening?
Right? So then I say, what kind of black magic are you wielding? And he says, I put a tracking device on you when I touched you today. Clearly not true, right?
So Is it not true?
So I don't know. So I say, so you know we were talking about free range chicken at that exact moment. And he said, yeah, Nobu.
Doug.
So then I text, you saw us coming in? And he said, can still see you if I want to.
Oh, no. What's happening? I love it so much.
So then I say, I don't like you anymore. And uh-huh. Doug says, it's about time.
Oh.
So then a little bit later, I text him a picture of the free-range chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let him know that we took his advice and we were
sure.
having it. And he sends this photo of Dave and I in the restaurant.
Okay.
But he's obviously at a table
right.
near
he has
you.
To be.
And we have stood up, Dave and I, and walked around the restaurant looking everywhere to see if Doug's in the restaurant. He's not.
Are you a warlock?
That's what I was worried about.
A sorcerer?
So then our waiter comes over. He's really gregarious and fun and stuff. So I said,
right?
Do you know Doug Benson? And he goes, yeah, I know Doug. And I was like, you're working with him. Now I'm yelling at Nobu.
Okay.
And he's sort of yelling back, but then he realizes, oh, we need to sort of keep it quiet because mm-hmm. this is where I work.
Right.
He goes, yeah, I like Doug a lot. And I'm like, are you working with him? You must be working with him. How does he know? And I start running through the whole store. And he's like, I swear I'm not working with him.
Okay. I don't.
Well, you know.
So then I text blocking you now.
And, like, that's going to stop him.
Right?
He's a sorcerer. Yeah.
So he, he still found the broadcast this morning, though, didn't he?
So yeah, we wanted to have Doug in because I need to know.
Wait, this is why I got up so early?
Yes. It's all I care about. I was very disturbed yesterday at lunch. Like, you're having a conversation, and somebody that's not sitting with you texts you about that conversation at that moment.
And you walked all around the restaurant.
Yes. Several times.
All right, Doug, please explain.
Doug?
It's like that, what's it called, Occam's Razor, where the simplest explanation is the correct
You weren't sitting in the booth behind us.
No, I was, anytime I, if you're looking for Doug Benson in a restaurant, just go to the bar. I was sitting
at
the bar.
But I looked at the bar.
I was sitting there.
This is the worst story ever.
I was sitting at the bar.
I looked at the bar.
You didn't look at the bar.
As soon as he sent that picture, I was like, he's in the restaurant. This is coming from the restaurant. So I stood up and I walked all the way around, including the bar. Did you leave just after you sent that picture?
No.
What?
after the picture, I left, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I left right after the picture. But prior to that, I had been sitting there. I'd look over at you guys. And
how did you know we were even talking about free-range chicken?
I didn't. I just ate the damn free-range chicken, and it was delicious.
You didn't know we were talking about
it? I saw you walking to Nobu, and I was just like, I'll just text him about the free-range chicken. And then and as I was starting to write it, I was like, yeah, and I'll be mysterious about it because they didn't see me when they walked in. And there you have it.
That's it. You were sitting there the whole time.
That was the whole thing.
So it was a guess about the free range.
Did you get the chicken after all that?
Yes. That's why I sent you a picture of
it. Which flavor did you get?
I don't know. Teriyaki. I think.
Teriyaki. Yeah.
That's the one.
That was the one. I don't know why they had two other flavors.
Here's what I'm here to say: is that Doug was not sitting at the bar.
I was at the bar.
It's not possible.
Okay. If you want to believe,
wearing the same clothes I was wearing when I ran into you on the convention floor an hour prior.
I'm going to say that's not true because I looked and Dave looked.
Okay, all right, Kevin, we've heard Doug's explanation of what happened. If he wasn't at the bar, you tell us how it was done.
Dark arts. He's a wizard.
Yeah, sent me a whole tweet about me being...
It was Harry Potter theme.
Unfair to muggles.
Because we're here, you know. I figured it would be good. No
Leave
response
us muggles
from Doug.
Alone while we're trying to eat at the most expensive restaurant. Across from the convention center. Like, that's why I go to Nobu's, because it's always empty, because the prices are stupid. There was... I had some sake yesterday that was $30 a bottle, and then I had a bottle three times that size at another sushi place further away from the convention center for $30 for the, you know, one big bottle.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Nobu, their prices are dumb.
Agreed.
You guys have like a company card. That's how you do it.
You know how we roll.
That's not the point. I just wanted to point out that Doug is not who he seems. And if he tells you something, do not accept it at face value.
That's one of my favorite things to do. Like, if somebody texts me that they're watching a movie, I'll text back, oh, isn't it great when this happens? Hoping that that happens while they're, you know, as they're watching. And it works out sometimes. But yeah, the free range chicken thing was just like,
I got the text while we were talking about it.
I didn't know that it would cause such a reaction.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't believe you now, and I'm never going to talk to you again.
All right. Well,
Doug is doing Doug
that?
Loves
no problem.
Doug Loves Movies at American Comedy Company in San Diego. That's going to be tomorrow. And then on Tuesday, I want to say you're at UCB Franklin as well, and tickets are available for that on sale. Hey, Doug, you want to stick around for what's happening next?
I'd love to.
Let's do it on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
Doug Benson, what's your favorite K-Rock song of all time? You've been listening to the station for a long time.
Oh,
what's your favorite all-time K-Rock song?
Why are you doing this to me?
Just top of your head, the first thing that comes to mind when you think of K-Rock songs you love.
Well, I got to say, this is a weird one, because every December I loved hearing it was the Christmas song by the Waitresses.
I love you so much!
Christmas rapping is the best.
It's so good.
He hates it
and
so
I
much.
And I hate it when I get through the holiday season without hearing it, and I need to hear it randomly, like on terrestrial radio. I don't want to.
Randomly is important, though, and I hate it so much because Allie and Bean talk about it every 5 minutes all year. Because
it's the best song
it's
ever. Because Doug's right.
Well, I was right. It was a really odd choice that I just made.
Well,
I got backup.
I think you need to immediately text us at 1-800-520-1067, Doug, because you could be the song picked for Keep It 100 today. That's what we do. Every Friday about this time, you text us any K-Rock song, past or present. If we still have it, we'll play it for you, no matter how bizarre. 1-800-520-1067. Here's a recap of some of the ones we played recently.
All right, hold on a second.
I can't
take one day of vacation. You guys play
Crash the Dummies, Kevin.
100?
And Bob Saget was there and sang along.
He loved it. It sounded good.
What are you doing?
All right.
Check this right now, 1-800-520-106, and we'll play your song coming up. Doug Benson is here. Allie is here. It's time for What's Happening.
I want to tell you a little bit about 311 and Offspring. They start a tour together next week. So yesterday,
311 are your close friends, Doug.
Yeah, and I'm friends with Offspring now too because Noodles was at April Foolishness.
That's right,
and he tweeted the next day that my set sucked.
Right, but here's what I don't understand is that you told everybody to tweet that your set sucked.
I did, and he's the only one who listened.
But then you talked on Twitter, and then you randomly met the next day, right?
Yeah, I ran into him the next day, so now we're pals.
Okay,
all
right. See, it's all coming together. Well, they're going on tour together, and they decided to put out each other's songs. So 311 did an Offspring song, Offspring did a 311 song, and they are now out today. So here is 311 doing Offspring's Self-Esteem.
That's 311-y.
Is that essay singing?
I think
it
must be.
It's not Nick.
Yeah. I was not picturing his abs as that was happening.
Okay, that's what you normally do?
That's what I picture when I hear him, and it weirded me out for a second. All right, how about hearing a little bit of 311's Down done by Dexter? Here's Offspring.
They sped it up a little bit.
They sure did a lot. Like double the speed.
Yeah, that's interesting because the one band made the song more of their own than the other, I felt.
I think I know which one.
Yeah, like one was more respectful or not. That's not the right word.
No, it's not.
You're about to lose friendships again.
Right.
No, one was more like we're going to sound like them doing it, and the other one was like we're going to do us doing it.
Yeah, correct.
And those are both legitimate approaches, by the way.
Absolutely. I enjoyed both songs because they're both great songs. Down was the first song that came into my head before I said Christmas Wrapping because you guys all mind melded me to say that instead.
Yeah. Now on with the boots back out in the snow. Come on, you want to sing it?
Nope. I want to hear Offspring sing it.
I kind of do, too. That would be amazing. You a Oasis fan?
Sure.
Whew. All right.
I mean,
well,
they're a bunch of dicks, aren't they?
They are.
They're both awful.
But mostly to each other.
But I do like their songs.
Yeah, Liam's a little more of the dick, if you're wondering, between him and Noel.
I don't know if anybody feels the way I do about them
now. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Very good. Well, Liam Gallagher tweeted out last night, Earth to Noel, listen up, kid. I heard you're doing gigs where people can't drink alcohol now. And that's the bizarrest thing. And he spelled it like that.
Sure.
You've done yet. I forgive you now. Let's get the big O back together and stop effing about. Drinks are on me. What happened was Noel did a show at a place that's a dry venue. So Liam's like, this is not who we are. Let's get Oasis back together, and we're going to do this. And people started to tweet him, and they're like, you just need the money. And, of course, then he starts fighting with people. And then he tweets, come on, and that's it. Then he doesn't hear from his brother and just said, I'll take that as a no, as you were. So that's it? That's the end?
The shortest reunion ever.
No Oasis at all?
Do they not talk at all, even at Christmas?
Oh, I don't think so.
Even on the phone?
I don't think so.
Even on their mom's birthday? Mm-mm. Because this is a weird way to get a reunion going is on Twitter.
Well, I will say this. Of course, anytime Liam tweets about something like that, every single station, every single blog, everyone starts writing their think pieces. So, of course, NME did. And a guy tweeted to NME, oh, shush. He does a couple of tweets about it. He'll probably call him a potato again in half an hour, and you'll have to do a write-up on how the Oasis reunion has fallen through. And essentially, that's what they're now doing.
That's correct, yeah.
The Oasis reunion isn't happening. However, I like this tweet. Oasis getting back together because Liam can't stomach the idea of Noel doing an alcohol-free gig and puts a stop to it himself. That would be the most Oasis on-brand reunion possible, which is so true.
That's true, too.
Oh,
Doug, we were talking about this earlier. Whether you're a huge Oasis fan or not, it can be any band. How much payoff is there for a group that broke up 20 years ago to get back together generally?
Well, Oasis was pretty big for a minute, right?
They were real big, yeah.
Especially in the UK, I would imagine they would, they could make a lot of money off of getting
I'm sure a lot of people for nostalgia reasons would go see the show because they love those two brothers together. But just in terms of making new music, would you have any kind of expectations that they could be great again just because they're working together again?
It just feels like they can't get along long enough to write a song.
Yeah, but they're not going to make new music.
I think
music
Noel
together.
Writes pretty much all the music anyway.
Right, so and then really Liam just Liam. Walks around, acting like he's not into it.
Broody, yeah.
Yeah, he's very broody. I remember one time at a K-Rock Acoustic Christmas.
Me too.
He freaking, I almost dropped an F-bomb. He freaking just sat down on the stage at one point. Just smoking and just acting like, he was not only not in the band, but also just bored at the concert.
That was the best.
That's a great memory.
That's a no from Doug.
No Oasis.
Okay.
Oh. No Oasis. Well done.
That's the name of their new tour.
I kind of like it. All right, some birthdays for you. Gisele Bündchen, Josh Holloway, Carlos Santana, Stone Gossard, Sandra. Oh, are you watching Killing Eve? BBC America.
Sandra, no.
Okay.
Omar, you would love it, Epps, Doug. Judy Greer, and Julianne Hough, and that's what's happening.
Should we just start now?
Yeah, you can talk.
It just sort of fades that way. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes after 9 o'clock.
At the House of Blues, San Diego Comic-Con, our guest, Doug Benson. Doug, I'm sorry to say, you were texter number 101, so we will not be hearing Christmas rapping by the waitresses.
That's a shame.
I'm so sorry.
By the way, texter 99, I wouldn't have been mad at Paper Planes by MAA. I tell you, I like that song a lot, too. But only one. How dare you, by the way. Only one can be Texture 100, and this time it's Carlos from Hacienda Heights who joins us on the phone right now. Carlos, what's up?
What's up, party people? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yay.
Nope, happy Friday. Man. You had it right.
What are you up to this morning? What do you got going on this weekend? Tell us about your life so far.
What have you done up to this point?
Right, exactly. We want to know how you've been living so far, Carlos. We need to get to know you in 30 seconds.
Man, I got a day off today. It's Friday. I'm about to go hit a bar early this morning, and I'm gonna start off my weekend that way.
All right, fair enough. And you
what's your Friday morning cocktail?
All right, what's your drink of choice at 9:08?
It's gonna be a screwdriver.
Oh, okay. All right. Get a little juice in there.
All right, you approve?
Splash of juice.
That's all right with you?
Yeah, I'm good. If I were having a beverage right now, it'd be a Guinness.
That's a good call.
If I was having an alcoholic beverage, it feels
breakfast-y. If only you were in a bar right now, you could get one.
Yeah.
It's a good point, right?
Sure.
All right, Carlos, we gave you the option of any K-Rock song ever, past or present. It's all yours, my friend. You want to introduce your pick?
Yeah, it's going to be, if you have it, Four Non Blondes, What's Up?
Okay.
Is that the one you originally texted in?
That's not what you texted.
Oh, walking in L.A. or I think I said
what? You are hammered.
What's happening? Are you
don't
hammered?
Need another just, screwdriver.
At the beginning of the call, he said, what's up? And it just got him in the mood for that song.
We had Walking in L.A. by Missing Persons from you. Is that okay?
That is cool for me.
Yeah, okay. If you want to hear what's up, just go to karaoke any night, anywhere, and you'll hear that song.
All right, let's play Carlos' song here on K-Rock.
Keep it 100.
Life up till now.
I hear that song and I'm like, why is it Richard Blade here right now? Missing Persons, that is for Carlos and Hacienda Heights. The band got together in 1980 right here in Los Angeles. Of course, you remember Dale Bozzio and Terry Bozzio and Warren Cucurullo. They first broke out, by the way, not only as a great live band in Los Angeles, but in 1981, they had a self-produced EP with a number one song here on K-Rock, the first station to play them in the world, called Mental Hopscotch. And a couple years later, they had that song. In what year, Allie McKay?
1981.
No, 1983 was Walking in L.A.
Right, but they wrote it in 81.
Did they really? But it still sounds great today. So thank you to Carlos for keeping it 100. We'll do it again next Friday. Doug, before we say goodbye to you, hit the appearances one more time. You got one Saturday tomorrow and one Tuesday as well.
Yeah, Saturday I'm right here just a few blocks from where we are now at the American Comedy Company at 420 doing Doug Loves Movies with some very special Comic-Con guests.
Who?
And then... Special.
Very guests. Special.
Mm. Yeah.
Haven't booked them.
Might be you. And then...
and, I used to be excited about Doug's special guests until I was one of them, and then I realized the bar was kind of low.
Once Dean was on, he was like, oh, no, this show does not have a good booker. But it's me. And then Tuesday night I'll be at UCB Franklin in L.A., you know, which I... do the show Douglas Movies there like once or twice a month, and that'll be at 9:30, and as always it's like $7 to get in.
Well, you can get almost one piece of sushi at Nobu with that, right? That's $7.
Oh my god, I love the sushi over there. It's not as good as kangaroo meat. It's pretty amazing.
Have a great Comic-Con weekend, my friend. Thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you guys for having me,
and I'm really going to enjoy the Guinness that they're about to bring me.
Doug Benson got his Guinness. Come on.
Oh, finally.
How exciting, right?
I mean, House of Blues, San Diego. Bringing the heat.
Yeah, I was trying to leave, and I was told Guinness was coming.
So you came right back and sat down.
I had to stay. Well, you're welcome.
I think every time I do a remote with you guys, I leave and then don't leave.
And we're fine with that.
True.
Yeah, we're fine with that.
That's kind of my thing.
Hey, before we get into our final what's happening for this Friday, I want to congratulate Andrew Ayaya. Andrew Ayaya from El Monte, if you
Ayala.
Have not heard. Is
Ayala.
That what it is?
Mm-hmm. You're just adding Y's where they shouldn't be.
What did I say?
You said Friday, and right. Then you said Ayaya.
Alala.
Ayaya.
Hey, Bean really likes that actor Danny Aiello.
He is going to meet Imagine Dragons at the Forum this weekend. That's the important part here, you guys. He gets the signed vinyl copy of their new album, Evolve. He gets a backstage tour. He gets merchandise from the booth and the whole deal, and he'll have a great time. So, Andrew, whatever the hell your last name is, congratulations. Thanks so much for listening to K-Rock. Time for our final What's Happening. Allie, take it away.
You guys, I talked about this story earlier, and I quite frankly can't stop thinking about it. Wiz Khalifa was on the morning show The Breakfast Club out in New York City and says he's pretty averse to eating bananas as a banana. You need to actually cut it up. You can't put the whole banana in your mouth, and I'll tell you why, because he thinks it makes you gay. You got to break it in half.
Does he not understand how gay works?
Apparently not. He says if you bite into a banana, you sus. Like, you're suspect? Nice. Unbelievable. Then Charlemagne says, it's just fruit. Here's my favorite quote. You got to break it in pieces, bro. If an N's got to break the banana in half. I'm just trying to help you out, bro. If you're in public, just break it in pieces. And then some life advice he gives to girls. Watch these N's that don't be eating a banana the right way. Because you might be dating a homosexual.
Oh my God. What is with this man?
But then I started thinking about when I eat a banana.
Go on.
And I make sure that there are no dudes around because they will lock eyes and be like, eat that banana, bitch.
I do it on purpose with guys around.
Cat, you're
just a whore.
I just do it to see what their reaction is. Like, the evil eye is great.
Yeah.
Like, peel that banana. Mm. Yeah. And then I lock eyes.
Yeah.
And then I just take
the stem.
What's happening?
I don't know. I don't know.
Want a banana, you hot little monkey bitch?
That's not a good look for Wiz Khalifa, if you want my opinion.
That's what I'm saying. You just sound like such an idiot. Do you guys know the backstory of Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart?
I mean, they're friends, and he kind of discovered her, or at least helped her on the way at some point, right?
Yeah, they were doing a sketch comedy show together, and Kevin realized that she was living in her car at that point. So without hesitation, he loaned her $300 to find a place to stay for that week. And I'm thinking...
$300 for
Kevin,
a week?
And you're Kevin Hart.
Right.
Let's maybe...
Just give her a better car.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Buy her an RV, something. But obviously, the gesture proved to be priceless as Tiffany found huge success. And she's been trying to pay him back ever since, and he won't take it. So she'll, like, try and leave it in a dressing room, do something, and he always finds out. So he put this on Instagram. I love my sister, Tiffany Haddish. She had been trying to pay me back for years, and I refused to take the money. So she ambushed me on set and made it rain on me.
Love it.
They're on set. She's like, what? Boop, boop, boop. That is fantastic. So he said, I put the money back in one of her wig caps that she wasn't wearing later that day. I'm dead serious. Check your wig cap, Tiffany. I love you, and I'm never going to take that money.
That's nice. Funny.
That's wonderful.
And I am going
to
tell everybody that you wear wigs.
That is true.
Hey, popular comedian Doug Benson, I have a question for you. Kevin Hart did that comedy special last year and a half ago or something like that, at the football stadium where the Eagles play.
Yeah.
Can you, as a comedian, can you imagine that? Is that something you would ever be interested in doing?
It's a great venue to perform if you don't have punchlines, per se, and you just want people to cheer for things.
Okay.
I'm not casting any aspersions on any particular comics who played stadiums, but stadiums is why Steve Martin got out of comedy, because once he was playing stadiums, he's like, well, this doesn't even make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Bring out the banjo.
It's just weird. It's just weird to have that many people. But you know.
But when you go
I'd
see,
do it if I got the chance, I guess.
Yeah,
but when you go see like a Chris Rock or somebody at the Forum or Staples Center, wherever he plays, I mean, he can make it work in a venue like that. At least it's not a stadium, but it's a pretty big group.
Yeah, and he's got a real he paces around the stage, and he's got a real he puts
presence.
A lot of emphasis on things, a lot of charisma. Yeah, exactly. You know.
Okay.
So obviously people can get away with it in these places, but I don't think it's great for the audience, you know, because it's you need to be like in a tight space and the low ceiling and all that to really.
Are we still talking about comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We went back to bananas.
We're
apparently
talking about my boudoir.
Oh.
I like a low ceiling when I'm making love.
A lot of laughing in there.
I got to keep the laughter contained.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, Kat.
Yeah.
Hi. Tell me about dogs.
Oh, woof.
What are they?
Thanks to everybody who's been paying attention to the K-Rock to the Rescue program we're running, trying to get dogs adopted. We're not relegating it just to dogs, by the way. It's just the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
But cats suck. We can all agree on that. No, we cannot.
Cats are awful.
I'm having cats in next week, just FYI.
Gross.
Cats are doing it for themselves. Dogs need our help.
We got a lot of pussy cats in next week.
The dog's not going to be like, oh, I'm homeless, I'll go eat a rat. That's not going to happen. Cats can take care of this.
Agreed.
Well, we've had a lot of rescues here. We got an 8-year-old Wanda, the bulldog, was adopted, who we had in, was it 2 weeks ago? She just got adopted.
Adorable.
She was the best couch potato. I had in a German Shepherd rescue from Orange County with 2-year-old Lucy Lou. You can see in a teaser I tweeted.
Super cute.
Amazing dog. So just thanks for everybody. And if you, you know, have a few bucks, the K-Rock Facebook page, we have the donation button for every single rescue we bring in will be a new one for you.
That's so wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, there's Beach Goth, which is happening August 5th at LA State Historic Park. The Growlers put this together. It's a great festival. The Voids are playing, which is Julian Casablancas of the Strokes. New band, Guar is playing. There's just a really huge lineup. However, going on right now, like right next door to LA State Historic Park, is the Growlers Beach Goth pop-up all weekend. It's free. I'm told there's like everything from drag queens to marionettes to live music to limited edition merch you can buy.
Mad Libs?
Yeah, are we still...
It's still happening.
Talking about an event?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And if I know anything about goths, they love the beach. Right?
That's why it's funny.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny.
Did you hear what Wiz Khalifa said about people who use who have marionettes?
Oh, no.
Stupid.
Just snap it in half.
All right. Thank you, Kat.
Yeah, whatever.
Got it.
Come on, Kat. We're still having fun, right?
You sent me down across from, I'm in a room alone next to this traitorous Miami Dolphins fan. Yeah, like, true. What? Yeah. What do
former,
I got? I got
former
nothing.
Dolphins
former.
Fan.
Okay, fine.
All right. We'll tackle that and other tough issues. Some birthdays for you. Giselle Bundchen. You know who she's married to, right?
Yeah. Some dude.
I'm over him. Josh Holloway, Carlos Santana, Stone Gossard, Sandra Oh, Omar Epps, Judy Greer. Bean. And Julianne Hough. And that's what's happening.
And that noise is rough.
It's the best.
Thanks to the House of Blues in San Diego. Thank you
awesome.
For promotions and our engineers and everybody. Did
absolutely.
A great job.
Absolutely.
Thank you to Doug Benson, too.
Thank you, Doug Benson.
Thank you, guys. I had a great time.
All right.
Have some Guinness.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win. Start the song. Thank you. We all win with Strikers commercial free-for-all during your drive home today, starting at 5 p.m. on K-Rock. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Is it butt stuff?
That's a good question.
Roll another one.
Frankly, I don't like her tone.
Just like the other one.
That's really cool.
This one seems to be about quit.
Oh, hello.
And I need another hit.
Okay, I look this. I got Chris Berman, of course, legendary ESPN anchor. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Kurt, go. Oh, wait.
Thank you, Chris.
This is making me extremely horny.
Just like the other one.
It better not be. It better
this
not be.
Be about this mess.
Wow, did he mess with the wrong woman?
Man, I'm freaking out, dog. Somebody just updated my status and said this penis sure is scrumptious.
But
what are you talking about? We want to see some naked dudes.
Just pass it around.
I'm Kat Corbett, and I'd like to turn you on.
So will there or won't there be naked?
Well, just pass it on down.
And this just became one of the worst days I have had in quite some time.
This is bad. Let's cut all this out. I just want to go home.
ISIS won't stop until every last one of us is pink mist in the wind.
Cut.
That felt good.
Yeah, it was great. The one note is, maybe on this one, don't do the ISIS stuff.
I'm giving you gold. Don't make me shovel crap.
Yep. Yeah, we won't.
Keep your mouth shut. Let's get this over with. With any luck, we can make it to Fuddruckers before the lunch special ends.
It was perfectly fine. Yeah.